Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4, brought to you from the holy city of Yerushalayim. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah speaks about a king. Amoitzi l'mechemes harishos, the king can declare war, he can send out his army for a mechemes harishos, for a arbitrary war, for example, to expand the borders, or perhaps to increase his power. He needs a court of 71 in order to be able to do that. The king has a right, eminent domain, to go through other people's property and to make a derech, to make a road. And the people cannot protest against him. Derech ha-melech ein lo shir. The path, the road that the king creates, there's no like specific narrowness there or wideness that it has to be. Whatever the king feels that is needed, that is what is needed. There are, however, commentaries like the Rambam who do not learn that this law applies all the time. A king can't just decide that he wants to build a highway and go through another person's property. This is only during times of war that nothing can stand in his way. When there's war, says the Mishnah, all the people can take spoils of the war, and they bring everything in front of the king. And the king takes a portion first. The Gemara says that he takes 50% of the entire spoils. And then the rest of the people take whatever's left over. They split the rest of whatever's left over. The pasuk says by the king, lo yarbe lo yinashim, he's not allowed to have too many wives. The Mishnah says, elo shemayna esrei. The maximum amount of wives that he could have is 18. The Gemara says, because we find by David HaMelech that he had 6 wives. And the Navi, the prophet, told him, ima'at v'yisifa lach kohena v'kohena. If this is too little, I will add like this and like this. So he adds 6. Like this is another 6 is 12. And like this is another 6 is 18. So that's the maximum amount of wives that he could have. He can have as many as he wants, even more than 18. But he has to be very careful that they don't distract him from the service of Hashem and from the job and the task of being the king. Reb Shimon says, even if he has one wife, and she moves his heart, she keeps him astray, or she doesn't let him do his job properly, he's not allowed to marry her. So why does the Torah say he shouldn't have a lot of wives? Even if she's wonderful, like his wife Avigail, still he cannot marry more than 18. And we rule like the first rabbi in the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Layarba Laisusin. He shouldn't have too many horses. Elikadim Merkafte. Enough for only enough of what is needed for his cavalry. He shouldn't have too much gold and too much silver. Elikadim Litan Espana. Just enough to be able to support his armies and the needs of the king's palace. Mishnah continues. The king has to write a Sefer Torah for him. That means to cite this. Every person in the Jewish nation really has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah. The king has an obligation to write even an additional Sefer Torah. When he goes out to war, you might say he takes that special Sefer Torah with him. Nichlas, when he comes back, he brings it back with him as well. Yoshev Adin, if he sits in judgment, that Torah is with him. Meziv, if he relaxes and he leans, he connected. It is with him. Shenamar b'haisa imay. It should be with him. B'kara b'koyim mechayim, and he should read from it all the days of his life. This is what a Jewish king would go around with. He didn't go around with lapels and stuff like that, but with the pins and with all kinds of different pomp and circumstance. The king went around carrying a sefer Torah wherever he went, as if to say, "I am here to ensure that what is written in here is fulfilled." Wishing you a great day.